Thank you and good afternoon. On Thursday afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office arrested a male suspect who was involved in a commercial burglary at Daisy Supply in Redway earlier this week. The burglary resulted in thousands of dollars worth of merchandise stolen, and 30-year-old Levi McDonald was identified as one of two suspects that were seen on the surveillance video footage. Thursday afternoon, McDonald was spotted running through a trailer park near the 3200 block of Redwood Drive. A patrolling deputy gave chase, and he was able to detain McDonald, and he was booked into county jail on burglary and vandalism charges. The sheriff's office has identified two other suspects in the burglary that took place this week. One helped McDonald during the burglary, while the other accepted the stolen items. As the Old Arcata Road Transportation Design Project continues this month, next Tuesday, city officials will install a one-day pop-up demonstration featuring several designs in front of the Jacoby Creek School, as well as at the intersection of Jacoby Creek and Old Arcata Road. Motorists will feel changes to the infrastructure, and city officials will be on hand to provide any additional information about the impacts the designs will have on daily life in the Bayside neighborhood. Officials will continue to display potential designs, as they will follow up with a community open house meeting next Wednesday at the Bayside Grange. Dan Squire has state proposition news.
The signatures at the bottom of a statement that outlines opposition to Prop 64, the measure that would legalize the personal possession and consumption of marijuana, include the names of Sheriff Mike Downey, Undersheriff Bill Hansel, local police chiefs Andy Mills and Brett Smith, probation chief Bill Damiano, as well as Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck. The statement cites the potency of modern marijuana and children's health and safety as chief concerns, along with the impact to public safety.
Thank you, Dan. One of the measures that will be up for vote on the November ballot is Measure U, a 20-year half-cent special sales tax that would fund road maintenance and repairs on county roadways. County officials issued a press release today illustrating the possible benefits of the measure, which would need a two-thirds majority vote. It's estimated that the measure would generate $10 million per year. Chair of the County Board of Supervisors, Mark Lovelace, said the following statement, "Like so many counties all around California, our roads are failing, and the state doesn't have our back. If we want to stop our roads from crumbling, we'll need to help ourselves." In total, the measure would generate $200 million over the 20 years, $86 million of which would go to unincorporated parts of the county. A reminder for motorists traveling this weekend that the Avenue of Giants between Myers Road and Bull Creek Road will be closed down on Sunday due to the Humboldt Redwoods Marathon. The marathon will begin at 8:30 in the morning and will end at 4 in the afternoon, and during that time, motorists are advised to plan ahead and seek an alternate route. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. To go along with the weather forecasted for the region this weekend, another high wind watch has been issued for Delnor County that will be in effect through the weekend. New rainfall totals were set as Eureka accumulated 1.7 inches of rainfall, while in Delnor County, Crescent City set their record at 5.1 inches. Wind gusts are expected to reach up to 60 miles per hour along the coast, and heavier rains are expected tomorrow as the second storm moves through the region. Motorists are advised to be alert for downed tree limbs and roads affected by debris, as well as standing pools of water. Cities in the county have made sand as well as sandbags available to residents. With the heavy weather looming, residents are reminded that Humboldt Bay Fire has postponed its annual open house event that was scheduled to begin tomorrow morning. Officials cited the safety of those traveling on roads during the storms as one of the reasons for postponement, and the open house has been rescheduled for the Halloween weekend. The Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services announced that flu shots are now available at the public health clinic in downtown Eureka, as well as at local doctor's offices and some area grocery stores and pharmacies. County health officials do say, however, that the popular nasal spray mist that has been available in the past will not be available this year due to the ineffectiveness against some strains of the flu. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.